Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
For many people, the film industry is one of the most attractive industries to work and have a career in, and it's easy to see why. The film industry is one of the richest industries in the world. It offers people a chance to show their creativity, tell their stories, truly express themselves, all whilst potentially travelling all around the world, learning skills that they never thought they would learn, and meeting people from all different cultures and backgrounds. With that said, however, the film industry isn't always the easiest to get into. In fact, for many people, it's notoriously hard. But that doesn't make it impossible. Getting into the film industry is just like any other job. If you want to achieve it and be successful within it, then it will take a lot of hard work and dedication. So, how can you get into the filmmaking business? Well, it's important to remember that the film industry isn't like most other industries. One of the unique things about the film industry is that there is no real set way to get in it. If you wanted to become a lawyer, for example, there's a clear method and path that you would have to go through before your dream became a reality. You would need good A-level and GCSE results in subjects that related to law in some way. Afterwards, you'd need to go to a university and study law, and maybe even something else on the side. And after graduating, you'd most likely start working in a small law firm right at the bottom and start working your way up. The film industry isn't like this at all, and it's another reason why it's so attractive to people. A degree in filmmaking isn't vital in order to make a good film. A degree in creative writing won't guarantee that you become a successful screenwriter. The film industry is very open, but it's also very temperamental. To work in the film industry, it's incredibly beneficial to remember the phrase, "It's who you know, not what you know." Now, of course, if you want to go to university and try it that way, that's up to you. If you want to start making independent films by yourself, that's also a legitimate way to get inside. There is no right or wrong path to take that gets you into the film industry. Just whatever you think will work best for you. With that said, however, there are things that you will need to know in order to succeed in the industry. Most importantly, the elements which are crucial to making a good film. The process of making a film isn't an easy one. From the first word written on the first draft of the script, all the way to the film being released, could be years in the making, sometimes even hitting double figures. There can be years of pre-production, years of filming, and years of post-production, and still, after all that time, it could get canned right at the last second. Despite that though, the elements that make a good film don't change regardless of how long it's taken to make. So what are these crucial elements of filmmaking? Well, the main one is plot. Contrary to what you might think, the plot isn't just a replacement for the word story. Whilst the two are very heavily interlinked, there are a few minor differences that set them apart. However, these minor differences actually play a large role in how the two are defined. A story, in its essence, could look something like character A went to character B and spoke about character C. Plot, on the other hand, would sound more like character A went to character B because of event 1 and spoke about character C and their role in event 2. Without making it too complicated, plot essentially acts like a story, but rather than just mention key moments, it looks at motivations, build-ups, and the consequences. It's small things like this that make the audience understand the story better, and it's done through plot. All films, TV shows, plays, and stories need a good plot to be successful. Without it, whatever it is they're trying to get made will fall at the first hurdle. And to drive any story forward, what's needed is conflict. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean violent conflict. There doesn't have to be fights and battles for a film or TV show to be considered good. Instead, conflict is anything that opposes the character from achieving what they want to. This could be a mental block, or another character's actions. Could even be a physical or geographical barrier. Without conflict, though, there's no challenge. If you were to tell your friends about something that happened to you, it'd be much better as a story if there was some challenge that you had to face. That way, when you get to your resolution, it becomes more earned and more appreciated through the fact that the journey it took to get there wasn't as straightforward as you would have liked. Of course, though, you can't just have random conflicts popping up wherever. As I mentioned, they have to happen to characters. Characters are the ones who the audience can relate to. They're who they want to see succeed and sometimes fail. This is why good characters and good characterization is a crucial element of good film writing. Your characters need to be unique. They need to have their own motivations and goals, and they need to have some form of opposition. And usually, the best opponents are the ones who want the exact same thing. Next up, you've got the setting in which it takes place. Now, this isn't to say that there are bad settings and good settings for films and stories to take place in. After all, if you won the lottery in the local newsagents, you wouldn't not tell people it happened because of the location that it took place in. Setting can have a big impact on films and the actual enjoyment in them. If there have been hundreds of films set in the same or a similar setting to yours, why should they watch yours? What makes yours stand out? Setting can go a long way to either help or hinder this. And having just spoken about opponents, this too can go against the characters. Just think of any film in space, and how often something goes wrong. Now, dialogue is vital. Arguably the most important of all the elements. The reason? Dialogue pushes and drives the story forward more than anything else. Now, through dialogue, the audience can understand motivations, actions, personality, plans, regrets, emotions, and so on. What's really important to remember about dialogue, however, is that it has to be natural. How often do you hear someone say exactly what they're thinking, exactly what they're doing, or what they're going to do, without question or hesitation? The answer is not that often. The reason why this happens is because of a thing called subtext. And this essentially means what's being said without it ever directly being said. If you were to be exact in all your dialogue, the audience would know exactly what was going to happen. But through subtext, you can keep them guessing and keep them in the dark until you're ready to reveal what the characters, and through them, what you had planned. And finally, how stories are structured depends on many things. What type of story is it? Is the person writing and making it experimental or traditional? Does the story benefit from having a unique structure? Everyone's heard of the beginning, middle, and end in writing. There's a clear beginning where people and locations are introduced. The middle is where there's conflict, people change plans, maybe they start to fail. Then you get the end, the resolution of it all. Is the ending happy or sad? Have the characters learned something? Have they changed? This is a basic structure. However, not all stories and films stick to this. In fact, many don't. But regardless of whether the structure is traditional or not, doesn't take away from the fact that it needs to be strong. It needs to add something to the story, otherwise it's not really worth having, and the story will suffer for it. To reiterate, getting into the film industry is hard, but it is doable. Becoming a writer is very attractive, but it takes time. With that said, however, there'll always be a need and want for writers, and not just in the film industry either, but in almost every industry going at the minute. Journalism, copywriting, ghostwriting, even this will need writers. So, if you want to get into the film industry, or any other writing industry, remembering these crucial elements of good writing can go a long way to help you succeed and potentially live the life that you want. Thank you for listening to this Life Skills podcast, and we'll speak again soon.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.